Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I am Eric Garthy, and we are in class with Joshua, Lessons about Walking by Faith. In this session, we'll be looking at Joshua chapter 7, verses 1 to 26, further than you think. Have you ever considered the ripple effect of sin? It reaches further than you can think. Look at the cost for Israel when they conquered the new land. Turn to Joshua chapter 7. In this chapter, we can read what happened after God miraculously delivered the fortified city of Jericho into their hands. God had given specific instructions that no spoils of war were to be taken from Jericho. Everything was off limits. But one man decided he didn't have to follow God's plan. Look at verses 1 through 5 of Joshua 7. But the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed things. So the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth-Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, "Go up and spy out the country." So the men went up and spied out Ai, and they returned to Joshua and said to him, "Do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the men, do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few." So about 3,000 men went up from there, from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. The men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate as far as Shebarim, and struck them down on the descent. Therefore the hearts of the people melted and became like water. Let's take a few minutes and consider the impact of sin in our lives. Its real costs. First, the cost of sin is always shared by others. Sin happens when we disobey God. Sin involves not living up to the standard God has set and doing what forbids. When you move away from God's will, when you disregard His word, when you go your own way, you have sinned against God, and you will reap what you sow. But the impact of your sin doesn't stop with you. We live in a culture that says, what I do is my business. The only person I'm hurting is me. Well, that was the mindset of Achan. He may have thought, no one will know. And it would be such a waste not to enjoy this stuff. I'm going to get me some of this. He concluded that he wouldn't be caught, that there wouldn't be any consequences. He was so wrong. Our lives are far more linked than we think. Our sin, done in private, will bring harm to many innocent people. In fact, verse 1 makes this connection. Achan, it says, took of the accursed things. So the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. Achan was the one who sinned, but all of Israel was affected by his actions. His sin infected the entire group. Think of that connection in our world today. If a leader in the Middle East attacks Israel, what will it cost? Not only to his own people, but to the rest of the world. How many sons and daughters will die as a result? How many millions or billions of dollars spent in response? If a parent is angry at all the time or bitter or selfish, how much will that cost his or her children now and in the future? How much counseling has been done to deal with the stuff placed in our lives by the sins of our parents? If a child chooses to live an immoral lifestyle, how much does that cost the parents? Some are raising grandchildren because of addictions and immoral living by their children. If an employee is dishonest, how much will it cost his company, his fellow workers, or his family? John Donne wrote, "No man is an island, entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main." You don't live your life to yourself. Your choices either give grace, help, holiness, confidence, courage, and strength to others, or take away grace, add to the burden, provoke towards sin, impart doubt, and pass weakness to others. Second, the cost of sin is always more than you expected. Verse 1 tells us that because one man sinned, the Lord's anger burned against all the Israelites. In verse 12, God told Joshua, "Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you anymore, unless you destroy the accursed from among you." Does that seem fair to you? Maybe you're thinking, it was Achan's personal responsibility. Why is everyone else paying for it? Well, those type of questions only illustrate our lack of understanding regarding the impact our choices have on those around us. You make an impact everywhere you are, and the cost goes beyond just your life. Look at the price of one man's sin. 36 deaths that brought grief to 36 families. Lost to a city they should have easily beaten. Retreat when they should have moved forward. The nation demoralized after a big high at Jericho. Joshua wavering in his confidence before God. Achan never imagined that his actions in secret would impact Joshua personally. Verses 6 and 7. "Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening, he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. And Joshua said, 'Alas, Lord God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all? To deliver us into the hands of the Amorites? To destroy us? Oh, that we had been content and dwelt on the other side of the Jordan.'" You sin, everybody loses. I could ask you, how much is your sin going to cost me? We need to search our hearts. What sins have I grown tolerant of in my life? What sins in my life may embarrass my children? What am I harboring that weakens my church and hinders the advancement of God's kingdom? What choices am I making that dishonor Christ? And then third, the cost of sin always includes death. Look at verses 8 through 11. "O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turns its back before its enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear it and surround us and cut off our name from earth. Then what will you do for your great name?" So the Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken some of the accursed things and have both stolen and deceived, and they have also put it among their own stuff." These verses tell us that Joshua sought the Lord and learned there was sin in the camp. And verses 13 to 15 record what God told him to do about it. Verse 13, "Get up, sanctify the people, and say, 'Sanctify yourselves for tomorrow, because thus says the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord takes shall come according to the families. and the family which the Lord takes shall come by the households, and the household which the Lord takes shall come man by man, then it shall be that he who is taken with the accursed thing shall be burned with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has done a disgraceful thing in Israel. The rest of the chapter describes the process of God's dealing with the sin of Achan and its impact on his personal life. All who suffered because of him. Verse 16, so Joshua rose in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. He brought the clan of Judah, and he took the family of the Zarites. And he brought the family of the Zarites, man by man, and Zabdi was taken. Then he brought his household, man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. Now Joshua said to Canaan, my son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession to him, and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I have done. When I saw her among the spoils, a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. And there they are, hidden in the earth in the midst of my tents, with the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and there it was, hidden in his tent with the silver under it. And they took them from the midst of the tent, brought them to Joshua and to all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And then Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, the silver, the garment, the wedge of gold, his sons, his daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, his sheep, his tent, and all that they had, and they brought them to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day. So all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. Then they raised over him a great heap of stones, still there to this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore, the name of that place has been called the Valley of Achor to this day. That sounds incredibly harsh, but don't miss the point. Your sin costs you and others far more for far longer than you ever imagined in the moment of temptation. And it carries with it death, killing every area of your life. Sin kills integrity, dulls spiritual sensitivity, destroys relationships, assassinates ministry, ends jobs. It wreaks havoc in your world. There was an ad campaign a few years ago by Roche Pharmaceuticals promoting a prescription treatment for hepatitis C. The ad features a close-up of a man who looked like he had been in a fist fight and lost. The caption read, if Hep C attacked your face instead of your liver, you'd do something about it. If sin attacked your face, would you do something about it? Well, sure. The next time you're tempted, count the cost and run to Jesus. You have a great day.